All right. I don't have the lapel mic because I just asked Anthony if he would give his testimony. He did not know when he came, but I was going to ask him, and I did not ask him ahead of time because he has quite the testimony. This is just an amazing thing to hear his passion, and I wanted you to be able to hear it. You've got until 11:40. It eats into your lunchtime, brother. So it's up to you, all right? So let's pray, and then he's going to come, and he's going to give us his testimony. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation we have from our sin and from hell. Lord, thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And Lord, I pray that you bless now as Tony gives his testimony, Lord, that this would be a blessing and a challenge to those here. Maybe there's someone here who's not saved. Lord, may you use his testimony in their life. For those who are saved, Lord, may you use it in their life as well. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You can come either stand here or wherever you want to stand.
Want to make sure. Hello, hello?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me? Okay. Thank you, Dan. Okay, he's right. It was spur of the moment, which, hey, I've been sharing my testimony everywhere I go, so this isn't, it's not new for me. I've been sharing it. So, you know, for those of you who don't know me, my name's Anthony. Just to give you a quick background about me, I grew up. Went to church, you know, I can maybe a few times in my life. My parents, we went to a Baptist church when I was younger. The things that I remember out of that, not a lot. We went, and I knew I was supposed to go to church, but I didn't know really much about Jesus Christ. I can honestly tell you, up until the point that I got saved, I had maybe prayed like 5 or 6 times in my whole life, like to the things that mattered, like something that I wanted. So keep that in mind. You know, I grew up, I went to church a little bit, not much. I had prayed, you know, maybe 5 or 6 times in my whole life. And I didn't know that Jesus Christ, like, walked the earth again. I had no idea about that. So I say that to say this. I joined the Army at 18, and I think God is good. He's put me in leadership schools and learning how to talk in front of people, and now I'm a recruiter for Special Forces. So the path that led me up to this is leadership schools, learning how to talk in front of people, and then now I'm a recruiter for SF, but on the down low, I'm recruiting for God's Army. So everywhere I go, as I you know, recruit for Special Forces, I throw in a, you know, hey, I'll talk about Christ. So so my testimony, the man that I was before is kind of what I'll talk about, and then the life after Christ, which it's only been 7 months. But okay. So I'm married. My wife and I do not share the same faith at the moment, but God's got his hand on her right now. We share 2 kids, and you know, I said before that they both came to Christ a few weeks ago, actually. And I shared the good news with them. And just like Jesus says, like, we need to humble ourselves and think like children. It was very easy for them to accept Christ. A little backstory. I tried out for this thing in the Army. It's called Delta Force. And in Delta, that's the most elite group in the military. There's only maybe 900 of those guys at one time. And that was back in 2018. So in 2018, I went to go try out for Delta Force, and it's about 30 days long of land navigation. They teach you how to walk through the woods, and you go from point A to point B. And during this time, I didn't know God. I didn't have the Lord in my heart. And as I'm going out into the woods, I'm making it. I've made it. Maybe I'm on like day 28. I have only a few days left. And on the last day of land navigation, I was running down this mountain, and I popped my two ligaments in my left ankle. And as I'm laying on the ground, this is the fall time frame. There was a canopy of trees, and just through a little hole about this big, there was some light that was shining through this hole. And I was crying because I was in a lot of pain. And I ended up telling God, or whoever I thought God was at the time, I ended up cursing God. I said a lot of things for about 5 minutes as I gathered my thoughts. And basically said I didn't need him. You know, I was like, I can do this. Like, I'm a man, I can do this without you. I don't need your permission. I'm going to get selected, and I'm going to become a Delta Force operator. So I patch my leg up, say some more curse words to God, and I patched myself up, and then I limped out of there. As I go, remember, I did say I didn't need him to get picked up, like to get selected. Well, next thing I know, I'm on a truck, and they're driving me back to the camp, and it was two men talked to me, and they said, sorry, you know, you're not being selected at this time. I wasn't fast enough because I, you know, tore my two ligaments in my left ankle. Okay, so I didn't know Jesus Christ. I didn't know he walked the earth again. I went to trial for Delta Force, tore my ankle, told God I didn't need him. All right, and remember, I think God has a sense of humor, because at the end of this, he's funny sometimes. So my wife, so keep that in mind. I don't know God just yet. My wife is friends with Dan's son's wife, Jamie. And I didn't know it at the time, but, you know, Ben is a saved Christian, and thank God, because I needed some Christians in life. Well, so in 2018, I don't get selected, and the Army tells me, hey, why don't you go try out to become a Green Beret? They're not quite Delta Force, but they're elite in the Army, and there's not very many of us. So I get moved out to Germany, and my wife and kids, they stay back in the United States so that she can finish school. And so I deploy with Special Forces, and I'm lost. You know, I didn't know it, but I'm lost at this time. And I put in my Delta Force packet again, and they accept it. So I've done a year of I'm a Green Beret, and I've done a year, and I submit my Delta Force packet one more time. And I'm on this bird. I'm on an airplane flying from Germany. It's now a year later. I'm flying into the United States to start that same process over, to go through the woods and, you know, find my points and get selected, hopefully, to become a Delta Force operator. Well, I'm in my hotel room, and I'm waiting for the next piece of assignment that they're about to give me. And the lady knocks on my door, and I open it, and I'm excited because I'm getting ready to start day one. And she asked for my name. I told her my name, and she said, oh, well, we're sorry, but you're not on our roster. And I thought, that's kind of odd. Delta Force doesn't mess things up like that. You know, they're the best of the best. So I make a bunch of phone calls, because I'm already in the United States, and this is the second time I'm trying out. And my name is all over all these emails, and they just said, hey, sorry, you're not trying out for us. I don't see you anywhere. So I make my phone calls, and then next thing I know, 6 hours later, I'm on an airplane back to Germany, which I thought, that's just so weird. You know, the army doesn't mess up like that. So that's my second try. You know, first one, curse God, I don't need you. Second time, I'm accepted. I make it into America, and I didn't know it at the time, but that's the second time that God closed that door on me. I'm not on the roster, which was weird, so now I'm back in Germany again. Okay, so this time, Dan's son, Ben, he's getting ready to try out, and he asks me, hey, would you be so kind as to maybe come and train me to do some land navigation? I know that you went, you didn't succeed, but hey, you know, you must know something. So I said, you know what, Ben? Sure, I'll put a rucksack on. We'll go into the woods. So, just before that, my wife and my kids, they were in Germany. We went and visited a bunch of sites, and they're getting ready to leave back to the United States. So it's been a couple years now, and this is back in January. On a Wednesday, my wife and kids leave back to the United States. And on the car ride, I have my two kids in the back seat, and my wife is, she's driving separately with another friend of ours. And out of nowhere, I end up telling my kids, I really don't know why I said it, but I said, hey, when I get back to the United States, I'd like to teach you guys about Jesus Christ. I didn't even know Christ. I just said it. So they both looked at me like, sure, Dad, we'll learn about this man that you're talking about. And I was like, I don't know much, but I'll teach you about Christ. I haven't been saved yet. So that's on a Wednesday. I say goodbye to my kids. I say goodbye to my wife. And now they leave back to the United States. And I'm alone again, back in Germany. So that Wednesday night, Ben asks me if I could train him in the woods. And I was a little upset because, you know, my wife and kids just left. I didn't get selected again. And, you know, some things were happening with me. I ended up drinking a little bit. And I got removed from my special forces team. And I was really out kind of just for myself. And when Ben asked me to come into the woods and train, I said okay. I didn't know that Ben was a Christian. So here's how it happened. We're driving, now it's a Thursday, and we're driving out to the woods. And I'm sitting there, and as we leave, Ben is asking me, like, hey, do you believe in God? And as I'm in the passenger seat, I'm thinking, great. It's going to be one of those, right? So I look at Ben and I say, well, I mean, yeah, Ben, sure, I believe in God. You know, who doesn't, right? And he says, okay. And we drive a little bit further. And then he goes, well, so do you think that you're going to make it to heaven because you believe in God? And I was like, I really don't want to talk about God, man. I don't. You know, my wife and kids just left. I kept every time he would talk about God, I would just like kind of flick it off the table. Like I don't have time for that. Well, maybe hour one at the end of that, he's asking me questions about God. I'm trying to answer, and I said, you know, I am gonna make it into heaven. I'm a good dude. You know, I'm a good person. And he said, well, compared to what? Compared to other people? Like you're. You know, other people are inherently bad. And I said, all right, Ben. Again, you know, I was just like talking to him like, okay. So then he said something to me right before we put on our heavy rucksacks into the woods. He goes, well, listen, man, and this is what perked my ear the first time. He said, well, you know, demons believe in God and they don't go to heaven. And I was like, what an odd thing to say. You know, okay, sure. And I thought about that, wrestled the whole time we're in the woods. It was wrestling in my mind and in my heart. I was like, he's right. Demons do believe in God. And if they get into heaven, that's going to be a weird time for all of us. Well, so as it's sitting in my heart and we're walking around the woods, he's leaving me little nuggets of Christ. He's talking to me about Christ. And again, I'm like, I don't care. And that's day one. So that's Wednesday. We go out into the woods. You know, he's talking about God. And every time he says something about God, I dismiss him. Well, so we're going to take a pause there. My mother bought me this Bible when I joined the Army, like 20 years ago. And I took it with me because, you know, I took it everywhere I went, but I never read it. I didn't know how to read it. I didn't know there was books in here. I didn't know the chapters or the verses. And when my wife left, she was gathering her things. And she took out of our box my Bible, and she happened to put it on the table, like on the countertop. So I didn't know that it was on the countertop. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Okay, so now it's day two. It's Thursday, and Ben asked me to go out again, if I can go to the woods. And I said, sure, Ben, we can go to the woods. And now this time, he's talking to me more about God and Jesus Christ, and I was listening and trying not to be rude. And at the end of it, I don't know, there's just something about the woods, but I was thinking just a bunch about Christ and who this man was. So at the end of our Thursday walk about the woods, he asked if he could buy me lunch. And I said, sure, Ben. It was his way of thanking me. Well, we sit down and we're in this restaurant. He sits across from me and he prays for his food. And I was like, you know, I was just smashing my food already. And I look up and he says, amen. And I was like, oh, right, like, thank you, amen, brother. So, I guess something he was telling me, like, you know, hey, afterwards he was telling me that something wasn't sitting right, like, with me. The things that he was telling me, I just was just not grasping it. So, he talks to me a little bit more about Christ for another 5 minutes, and then he says this. He's like, look, man, I'm not gonna talk to you much about Christ anymore. And I said, that's okay. I'm really not interested. So he said, I'm going to leave you with this, though. It's really easy to get into heaven. So I stop eating again, and I look at him like, why don't you tell me how easy it is, Ben? Tell me how easy it is to get into the kingdom of heaven. And he goes, all right. Well, all you do is you admit that you're a sinner. And I was like, okay. Ask for forgiveness. I was like, sure. And then he goes, and then accept Christ into your heart. I was like, that sounds great. Cool. So, you know, we quit talking about it, about God, and then he goes on his way. So now now it's late. It's 10 o'clock at night. I shower. I'm in my shorts. And I have this really nice L-shaped couch, and it's just, you know, it's just high enough to where you can kneel and pray. And I'm by myself, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking demons believe in God, and, you know, Ben has been talking to me about Christ, and I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know the word for it. Is it conviction? You know, what? Something in me, I was just like, I need to figure my life out. You know, my wife and kids just left, just got fired from my team. You know, I started drinking, and I was standing there in this empty apartment, and I finally was just like, you know what? It sounds so easy. So I was standing. Next thing I know, let me tell you this. It's just coming to me. So I just had eye surgery like a couple weeks prior to that, and I had a nose job, so I had a deviated septum, and so they just fixed my nose. So I can breathe finally. So my nose is clear and my eyes, they're tear ducts, they work. Okay, so this is what happened. I'm standing in my apartment all alone, and I was thinking to myself, and finally I just, out loud, I was like, I am a sinner. And once that happened, I was bawling and crying and crying and crying, and this new nose was oozing stuff, you know, and my eyes, they worked, and I was crying just a ton, and I was trying to say that I know I'm not a good person. And as that happened, I ended up going to my knees and I said, I don't want to accept you because I'm afraid of hell. And I didn't know what I was trying to say. I just knew that I didn't want to do it for the wrong reasons. And I knew that if I accepted Christ, that I couldn't do all the stuff that I liked doing, like drinking and partying and putting myself first. And I was struggling with that, and it came out in mumbles and you know, and boogers. So now I'm on my knees, and I'm on my L-shaped couch. And I hadn't prayed maybe 5 or 6 times in my whole life. And I ended up saying, please forgive me. If you're there, if you're real, I don't know. I don't know you. After I said, I'll accept you if you're willing. And after that, after I said that piece, I quit crying. And I was on my knees and I thought, wow, that's weird. So I was crying, I wiped my face, and I didn't know about being saved. I didn't know that that's what that was. But after I stopped crying, I immediately called Ben. And I said, Ben, are you, well, I was like, hello. And he said, hey, man, like, what's going on? I said, hey, are you going to church on Sunday? And he said, I sure am. I didn't want to ask you because I didn't want to keep, you know, shoving Christ down your throat. And I was like, well, I think I'm supposed to go to church. And he was just like, yeah, like, okay. And I said, well, let me stop you right there. Hold on. The things I didn't like about church. I didn't like having to greet my neighbor. I didn't like having to sing. I don't like being called out. You know, I didn't like all these things about church. I love it now, you know, believe me.
Good to know.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, those were some of the things that happened to me when I was little. And he said, yeah, no, it's no big deal. I'll take you to church. That's great. And so now that's Friday night. Now it's Saturday, and I spend all day Saturday ripping my boxes apart. I'm looking for my Bible. Can't find it anywhere. So I call my wife, and I'm like, have you seen my Bible? And she's like, yeah, it's on the counter. And I look over, and it's like, oh. You know, so I was just like, weird. I can't think of another word except just weird. You know, I didn't understand, but there was my Bible, which I don't know how to read at that time. You know, I didn't know anything about the Bible. Okay, so that was Saturday. My whole day Saturday, I'm wrestling with myself. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm like, okay. So then now let's fast forward to Sunday. So I don't know if you guys have been to Germany, but in Germany, every day is gloomy. In fact, the army makes you they issue you vitamin D because the sun doesn't, there's not enough sunlight. And I took a picture of this because I knew people weren't going to believe me. Okay, so now it's Sunday. I walk into church, and there's a hallway, and then it's a room a little smaller than this one. There's not very many people in it, maybe 20 people. You can tell the military guys in there because they look different, you know. Okay, so there's Ben and I, and before I go into the main room, he stops me because I can hear them singing. So he stops. He's respectful because he was like, I heard you say you don't like to sing. Right, you didn't like to greet your neighbor, and that was all happening at that time. So he's now explaining to me the Bible. Hey, it's a nice Bible you have. And I said, oh, thank you. And I didn't know what NIV was. I didn't know anything about it. So he tells me, just quick, hey, these are the names. This is how you read it. If they tell you to turn to this, this is how you do it. This is the chapter. This is the verse. I said, oh, thank you, Ben. Ben doesn't know that I came to Christ that Wednesday. I'm sorry, that Thursday. So he holds off, and then we go in after the singing stops. And the pastor that was up there, his name's Pastor Pat. Okay, so I walk in, he opens us in prayer, and I think he could have started anywhere in the Bible. And I haven't opened my Bible in 20 years, okay? And the pastor started with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. You know, the beginning. And I thought, weird. That's so weird. You know, if I'm gonna give Jesus Christ a shot, you know, might as well start at the beginning for me. So as he's talking to us about Genesis, for the first time in my life, I can hear what he's saying. Every word that he was telling me was, well, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I was hungry for what he was telling me. So now we're 20 minutes into this service, and I'm just like, I'm reading it, I'm highlighting stuff, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And he stops us at 20 minutes in and was like, can we pray? So we all stand up, and he's got like a, I don't know if it's an altar, but it's a, you know, platform. And there's a stage just high enough to kneel. And this is what he says. Pastor Pat says, if you're in here today to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, can you please raise your hand? Well, no one's looking. And I remember telling Ben, you know, I don't like being called out. So I was standing there like this, and I was like, dang it, he's talking to me. So I was like, oh man, okay. So my head is bowed and I raise my hand. He says, oh, okay, a few of you. All right, go ahead and put your hands down. So I put my hand down, my head is bowed. And then he said, I highly, highly encourage you to come to the front and pray about it. And I was like, gosh, I don't want to do that. I don't. But I looked around and I was like, okay, that's me. He's talking to me. So I pat Ben on the shoulder and I'm like, I'm going to the front. And he goes, okay. So I was like, okay. So I make my way to the front, and there's Pastor Pat, and I'm standing here like this, and I like look out of my left eye, and this guy's kneeling. So I was like, okay. And this girl was kneeling, so I was like, yes, I gotta kneel. I'm not sure. So I kneel and I accepted Christ again. And again, I'm crying. I'm bawling my eyes out again, and I ended up saying amen, and I wipe my face, and my face is super red, and I go and I stand back next to Ben, and he kind of like pats me on the shoulder, and you know, I don't know if he knows what was going on, but the last 40 minutes of Pastor Pat's service, it was amazing. I understood it, everything that he was telling me, I understood it. Okay, so now the service is over. It was 1 hour long, and I thought, I'm listening to this guy talk, and I was like, that's it? We get 1 hour a day? One day a week? That's all we get is that 1 hour? I was like, that doesn't seem right. This is not enough. It's not enough. Okay, so now I have my Bible. Pastor Pat is in the hallway. Remember, it's gloomy outside always in Germany. And I'm walking past him. Ben goes to the restroom. And I go to tell Pastor Pat, like, hey, I was trying to say my name. And I said, my name is Anthony. And then I started choking up again. And I started crying. And he hugs me. And he said a prayer for me. And I was telling him, thank you for your service. Like, thank you for that. That everything that you just said was just specifically for me. And he goes, yeah, sometime God is like that. I was like, hey, all right, you know, cool. So I said, I need some air. Well, I go outside, and Ben is still in the restroom. I go outside, and I'm standing there. And again, I can show you guys afterwards, you know, if you got time. But I took a picture of it because what I was looking at was, they call them vanilla skies, or like it's, The clouds were a little puffy like this, and then the sun was coming up, and it was gorgeous, you know, purple and pink and blue, and I was just taking a deep breath. And next thing I know, Ben is, he's standing next to me to my left, and I'm looking up, and I'm like, relieved. Anyway, Ben, he says, hey man, I'm not trying to get into your business, but what did you pray about? And I was just like, I just accepted Christ into my heart. And so I'm looking at Ben, and Ben's he's a tall guy, you know, a little taller than me. And when I said I accepted Christ into my heart, he started crying. So when he started crying, I started crying. And I was like, what? And then he hugs me, and my head is on his chest. Nice. And he tells me, you know, he's holding me, and he's like, I know you don't know what this means, but welcome to God's family. So again, I didn't know what that meant. I was just like, okay, thanks, Ben. So he hugs me. You know, he's like, look, again, you know, I know you don't know what it means, but welcome to God's family. And I was like, okay. So that same night, so we parted ways. I'm trying to make sense of everything. I didn't know what being saved was. So that night, Ben asked me over for dinner, and he started discipling me day one. It's funny because I thank Ben a lot. I thank him. I'm like, dude, thank you. And he doesn't take credit. He's just like, wasn't me, man. Like, just, you know, thank God. All the glory goes to God. I was like, I know that, but thank you for being an obedient Christian, you know. So that Sunday, he ended up showing me how to read the Bible. You know, these are how many books are in the Bible. These are called the gospel, you know, and he showed me what I needed to know. Well, in SF, in Special Forces, you're able to take a lot of the stuff quickly and then regurgitate it, right? You can spit it back out. You're supposed to learn quickly. So now that he gave me this weapon, I since then have grown a lot. I've read the New Testament. I'm in the Old Testament. And God, the first week, I was asking God if he could just use me. I was like, I'm, you know, put me where you want me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I'll do it. So since then, I've ran in, I don't know if you guys know who the Navigators are, but there's this group of men out there that they just lead people to Christ. So every step of the way has been discipleship. They've been teaching me how to lead other people to Christ. And now everywhere I go, I share the good news. So that's how I came to Christ. But now that my eyes are open, I realize, you know, it's very real. And I have this aunt and uncle, my mom's sister, her name's Auntie Patty. Have you guys ever seen The Simpsons? The Simpsons, there's this character in there, he's a Christian. His name's Ned Flanders. Well, in this particular cartoon, everyone makes fun of Ned Flanders. He's just this Christian nobody likes. Well, my uncle, I remember when I was growing up, he wasn't the cool uncle, but he was saved, a saved Christian. He was always talking about God, and I just thought, you're boring. But now, I am like Ned Flanders, or like my uncle Roy. So as I've been growing in my faith, him and my aunt and you know, other Christians have been helping me. And now everywhere, if I'm talking about Special Forces, since I'm a recruiter, as people are recruiting soldiers, I'm handing out tracts. Like, you know, this is how you get saved. And I'm about to retire. So to me, it's no coincidence that I've learned leadership. I've learned how to talk. And now I'm a recruiter. That's coincidence? I think not. So now that my eyes are open, all I'm trying to do is just win souls for God. But that's I know there's a lot in there that I know you don't know about me. But my life prior to Christ I was very destructive. Very destructive, but I was a good dude, right? And then my life after Christ, I just know, like, once I put him first, you know, I know it doesn't get easier. But today we learned about Christ. I just know that my mother was telling me, you know, there's a hole that was in my heart that could only be filled with Christ. And, you know, I didn't listen to her, obviously. But nowadays, that's all it is for me. You know, I've learned about my quiet time. I read, you know, I'm ready for the next steps. I'm retiring, but I know that I've been called into ministry of some sort. So... And then for you guys, I know that you guys had been praying for me. So all the glory does God, and you guys praying for me was the best thing for me. And just so you know, God answers your prayers. So thank you guys. That's what happened to me.